With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. In the first of two televised debates Saturday night, Democratic Senator John Tester and his Republican challenger, State Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale, clashed over campaign contributions, health care, and Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. The event was broadcast live by Montana PBS from a closed set in Missoula. Tester won the coin toss to go first and came out swinging.
I want to thank Commissioner Rosendale for showing up at this one. I appreciate that.
That was a dig at Rosendale declining a debate immediately after the June primaries. Rosendale said it conflicted with his Father's Day plans. The first question of the night from moderator John Twiggs was, what informed the candidate's decision whether to support the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court? Rosendale backed the nomination shortly after President Trump made it. Tester waited until Friday to announce he opposes Kavanaugh's nomination.
I found out that he was one of the architects behind a mass surveillance program from the federal level. I found out that he backed the Patriot Act. Both of those, I believe, are in direct violation of the Fourth Amendment. He supported dark money coming into campaigns. And he also felt like it wasn't a person's right to choose their health care, but it was the government's right.
Tester said he opposes Kavanaugh for those reasons and, quote, for all the reasons that were brought up last week. Rosendale fired back on a theme he'd repeat throughout the one-hour debate. Democrats in Washington, D.C. are corrupt.
I'm absolutely disgusted with the way this entire process was handled. Here we have a woman, Dr. Ford, who clearly experienced some tragedy in her life many years ago. And then we've got a judge, a commendable man, an honorable man who has served extremely well over the past several years, and he was smeared as well. And what disturbs me as much is that this all could have been avoided.
Avoided, Rosendale said, had California Senator Dianne Feinstein brought Dr. Ford's allegations to light earlier. Rosendale also charged that Tester chose not to meet with Kavanaugh and then blamed the White House for the meeting not happening. Tester said he gave the White House multiple potential meeting dates, but did not hear back from the Oval Office. Last night, he said he doesn't blame the White House for the meeting not happening. Tester then punched back at Rosendale's character and background.
For Marilyn Matt Rosendale to say what he said is absolutely ridiculous. You're really good at speaking the East Coast talking points.
Tester reminded the audience multiple times that Rosendale is from Maryland, that he made his fortune developing real estate, and that he's called himself a rancher but has never owned any cattle. Rosendale, who moved to a 9,000-acre property near Glendive in 2002 and served three terms in the Montana legislature before winning statewide office in 2016, said Tester has lost touch with Montana after two terms in the Senate.
John Tester bought a million-dollar home in Washington, D.C., and he left Montana in the rearview mirror.
And Rosendale hammered on his argument that Tester talks a lot about the corrupting influence of money in politics, but
he is the largest recipient of contributions from lobbyists in the nation.
Tester made his own charges about campaign contributions corrupting Rosendale.
Just take a look at the ads that are on TV, how many are paid for by the dark money groups. You can see that the vast majority of his ads are by the folk. We don't know who they are. We don't know who they are. And he's actually lobbied some of them to try to get them to run ads in the state of Montana, which, by the way, is illegal.
Tester was referring to a brief recording made public by the Daily Beast on September 13th, in which Rosendale talks about the NRA supporting his candidacy. Tester says it's evidence of illegal coordination with an outside group that doesn't have to disclose its donors. Rosendale says the audio only reflects an endorsement from the NRA that he's proud to have. A pair of outside groups filed complaints based on the audio with the Federal Election Commission. Rosendale said Tester's campaign is benefiting from outside spending groups as well, including one with ties to the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. There's a link to fact-checking on the candidate's dark money claims and other issues by the University of Montana Journalism School on our website, mtpr.org. The candidates also clashed on health care. Matt Rosendale says he has plans to fix it.
And this is going to be managed at the state level a lot better than it will by having a top-down, one-size-fits-all federal government plan that John tried to impose upon us.
Rosendale is backing health insurance options that offer lower premiums but were seen as too skimpy under the Affordable Care Act signed by President Obama and not allowed. And he said he's, quote, worked to try and cover pre-existing conditions, unquote, but has not yet offered specifics on how people with pre-existing conditions can continue getting affordable coverage.
Commissioner Rosendale has supported policies to kick people with pre-existing conditions off their health care policy. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. He rubber stamped a 23% increase for the largest health insurance carrier in this state.
Rosendale did sign off on that increase in prices, but Montana's insurance commissioner doesn't have the legal authority to deny premium increases, only to determine if they're justified. Rosendale's Democratic predecessor also signed off on large premium increases after the Affordable Care Act passed. A couple of issues Tester and Rosendale agreed on were permanently reauthorizing the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which enhances public lands, and that the Veterans Administration is understaffed. Tester said he's made good progress on veterans issues as a ranking member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, but Rosendale was dismissive of his work. The two candidates are scheduled to debate again this Saturday. For links to watch the whole debate and read fact-checking from the University of Montana Journalism School, go to our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.